This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Whether we found the one or are still searching, romantic relationships can be stressful sometimes. And I've learned that when I keep my emotions bottled up, it starts to affect me negatively. I know that therapy is a safe space to get things off my chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing me down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, how about giving BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, so it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire so you can get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DatingWhileGray today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DatingWhileGray. Hormone Harmony is an all-in-one balancing supplement. It's for women of all ages and all stages of menopause. Hormone Harmony is by Happy Mammoth. It's the company dedicated to supporting women's health needs. That means using only science-backed ingredients, like Hormone Harmony's herbal extracts, called adaptogens. They help the body adapt to stresses, you know, like the hormonal changes that naturally occur throughout a woman's lifetime. In the more than 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony, women mention over and over that they're, quote, feeling like myself again. So how about you giving Hormone Harmony a try? For a limited time, Dating While Gray listeners can get 15% off on your entire first order. Go to happymammoth.com and at checkout, use the code DatingWhileGray. That's G-R-A-Y. 15% off, happymammoth.com, code DatingWhileGray. You know how when you sign up for online dating, you answer a bunch of questions for your profile, and for the question about religion, one of the options is spiritual but not religious? That's the box I check. I was raised Catholic. I raised my kids Catholic. But I fell away from the church even before I committed the sin of divorce. Since then, I've been curious about religion's role in romantic relationships. And that brings me to a conversation I had with Lewis. You met him in season 3 on the #love episode. What you didn't hear then was how Lewis prepared, from a religious point of view, to start dating again.
I'd gotten divorced in November, and then I had gotten the get, which is the Jewish divorce, in December.
So you got a legal divorce, and then there's a Jewish divorce.
So there's a legal divorce, and then there is a Jewish divorce if you want to get married again in the Jewish religion. And so you're legally divorced, but what you do is you go in front of a Beit Din. It's like almost like a court of 3 rabbis and, the Orthodox Hasidic rabbis and everything. And it's called a get. Like G-E-T, get. And like a legal divorce, there's not a whole lot of paperwork to it. It's more ceremonial. Mm-hmm. So the man is giving the woman this thing called a get, and it's really more for the woman so she can get married in the Jewish religion again.
Should she choose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was a lot more religious than my wife, and she really did it for me. Uh-huh. So we could be not only legally divorced, but Jewishly divorced. So that happened in December. And right
can
away-
Can I ask you one more question?
Oh, go ahead. Oh, please. No, I love it.
I was going to say, this is fascinating. This is really interesting. So I know I was raised as a Catholic, and we have something called annulments, which I'm just telling you, come on, we're pretending it was a huge mistake after 20 years and 4 kids or whatever. Is it similar to an annulment where both people have to agree to do it and there's a fee involved and that kind of thing?
Yes, definitely a nice hefty fee involved. And different than an annulment, because I believe in the Catholic religion, correct me if I'm wrong, an annulment basically means you were never married before. So
Or it was a huge mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
In a get, you were married before, it just didn't work out after a certain amount of time. So you actually were married, but now you're in the Jewish religion, you're divorced. Now, when you get married, by a rabbi. It's just, you know, it's just one marriage. It's just one ceremony. So the rabbi, by the state laws, is able to marry you legally and in the Jewish religion.
Gotcha. Yes.
But in divorce, it's actually two separate things. So you do your legal marriage first, and then you do your thing called the get. And like I said, it's very ceremonial, where the man actually gives his wife ex-wife, puts it in her hand, and it's witnessed by people, and that's it.
And if one of them doesn't want to do it, can it still happen?
Well, it's very interesting because it's really the man who gives the woman this. And there have been a lot of cases. There's actually a term for a woman who wants to get divorced and the man is holding out, won't give it to her. I think it's called an aguna. Of course, I just learned all this. So it's really up to the man to give the woman. And if the man is holding out because he's just being vindictive, there's not a whole lot the woman can do, but there's a lot of pressure that's put on that man by the rabbi, by his friends. He's really kind of shunned by the Jewish community because she wants it and he's being a real jerk about it. Maybe he's looking to get a better settlement, or he doesn't want the divorce. So I know in the Jewish religion, there's a big push to really help these women out who really want a divorce and deserve a divorce.
A religious divorce, because they can go ahead. So this is, I've always thought it makes sense to me that there should be something ceremonial after a divorce, right? I mean, marriage itself is so ceremonial.
Well, I'll tell you what was interesting, because of COVID, we had to do the divorce online. And by the way, my ex-wife and I, very amicable divorce. In fact, we weren't even going to get a lawyer or a paralegal. We had to, because in the state of Florida, you know, if you have a son, you have a child, you have to do that. But we agreed on everything, like right down the line. In fact, we still text each other once or twice a week. Before I was dating Beth, we would go out for lunch and just catch up with each other. Of course, we have a son together. Once a month, she still makes me like matzo ball soup. And, you know, I mean, it's just a very, if she needs something done, I go over to the house and get it done. I mean, it's, our paralegal person was like, wow, this is one of the easiest divorces that I've ever been with. So my wife didn't really, whatever I wanted to go along with, she went along with, and vice versa. So I went online with the judge to get the divorce. She was not present. She didn't really want to be. After the judge says, you're divorced, it was like a empty hollow feeling. It's like, there was no music. There was no band playing. There was no streamers coming. There was no ceremony. She's just, okay, you're divorced. You're free. And I was just like, all right, well, thanks.
Yeah.
You know, it was weird. You're right. There was no ceremony there. You think there would be something like that.
Anyway, we'll figure something out. So you knew you wanted this ceremony because religion is important to you. And you thought, you hope that you wanted to meet somebody one day that you would want to be in a committed relationship with. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. My wife, my ex-wife, just didn't want to be married anymore. And for about 3 years, we were separated. And after a while, I said, and you know what? I'm really big on the, you don't date, you don't fool around with anyone until you're divorced. I've just always been just huge on that. And I just began to think after 3 years, if I find somebody, not that I was actively looking, but if I find somebody, then I'm going to have to start the whole divorce proceedings. And so I said to my ex-wife, I said, you know, we've been separated for 3 years and I think it's time, you know, just in case I meet somebody, I want to be able to be available.
I did some research after talking with Lewis. In the Catholic Church, there are several factors that could lead to the granting of an annulment. That includes if you or your spouse weren't open to having kids, or to being faithful, or to being married for life. And Lewis was right. Annulling a marriage means declaring it invalid. It did not exist legally. Wow.
Dating While Gray is produced in partnership with North Carolina Public Radio. Find episodes and learn more about the show at datingwhilegray.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.